Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit TrinitySchool.org for more info now.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
I am Yamla, your host, your guide, a teacher for some and a soft place to fall for others. And I was a miserable failure in my relationships until I loved myself enough to be able to share my love with other people. Welcome to The R-Spot, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. Jada Pinkett Smith. We have seen her in films. We have seen her as the wife of the Fresh Prince, Will Smith. We have seen her as the host of the Red Table Talks. We have seen her as Trey, Jaden, and Willow's mom. We have seen her, and we may think we know her, because when you are a public person, the public thinks they know. They have opinions. They draw conclusions. And it is easy to forget that before she was a film star or a wife and mother, before she made her mark on public opinion, she was and is a person, a woman. And like every woman, she has a story. Jada is letting us in on her story in her new book, Worthy. Through the pages of Worthy, Jada is letting us in on her issues, her challenges, lessons, her healing, her willingness to be vulnerable and to withstand the heat of public critique. She shares from her heart the value and necessity of learning to love and honor yourself. As I have said right here on The R Spot, the only relationship you ever have, no matter who you are with, is the relationship you are having with yourself. In this special preseason edition of The R Spot, I am honored to have as my guest, Jada Pinkett Smith. Welcome to The R Spot, Miss Jada Pinkett Smith. You know I love you, right? I've been loving you for a long time. So this is an honor to have you here on the R Spot to talk about your new baby, Worthy. Worthy. Is this your first baby?
This is it. This is my first one.
Okay. Are you going to have more? Or are you
maybe. We'll see how this one goes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They grow up quick. So you gotta be on it. Let me say, two things first. I appreciate you for, first of all, talking about plant medicine.
You know, I'm a plant medicine enthusiast. Okay. So we will have another conversation about that. Did you do ayahuasca?
I did ayahuasca.
Good. Beautiful. So thank you for that, because I really think it's a powerful healing tool for women. I think it's a powerful healing tool for trauma. So the fact that you shared that with us. And I love that Worthy takes us beyond the camera, because most of us know you on the camera. And this thing right here, it is rough, it is gritty, it is real. And you know, you're from B-More. B-More is the first cousin to Brooklyn, and that's where I'm from. So I really, really appreciate it. Let me start here, because this is, you're talking about women and their worth. And you have this comment, in a statement in the book that says, "My belief is that every woman is worthy, a walking treasure that deserves to live her life as the heroine of her own story." You better talk to me. Talk to me about being the heroine of your own story, your story, Ms. Jacob.
Yeah, it's like I really, you know, being the heroine of my own story was me coming to terms with every aspect of it, coming to terms with, you know, my light and my shadow, you know, because I was just as much afraid of my light as I was of my shadow, to be honest, you know. So, you know, really learning how to be my own mother, my own father, my own lover, my own brother and sister, you know, and realizing that it is my relationship with myself and the great supreme that is most important, you know, and was the thing that had been missing all along. And once I really put that focus in on developing an intimate relationship with myself as well as the great supreme is when I really got to see my life move in the direction that I wanted it to move in, and realized that is me contacting the heroine within myself, you know, to take the power of my life back, you know. And so, yeah.
At the R spot, it's all about relationships, and Worthy talks about so many phenomenal relationships, dysfunctional though they may have been.
Yes.
Relationships, I mean, from Grandma Marion to Mommy Booby to your mom to your dad. This statement, there's so many things I want to ask you. I want to use this overarching umbrella for us to kind of line up with, which are, what are the basic ingredients of a woman's worth? Because you laid them out. So the first thing I hear you say is your relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
I want to go to a statement that you made in the book. You said you were talking about your dad, because for me as a daughter, I think that relationship with daddy is one of the most important ones that we ever face. And you said about your dad, because your dad had a substance abuse problem. And as did your mom. We're going to talk about being a child of two addicts. My mother was an alcoholic.
Got it.
Yeah. So I understand that. But this is what you said. You said that your dad gave you life, but in his presence, you were your own person.
Yeah.
He told you, "I am a drug addict and a criminal, so I can't be your father." Wow. Wow. Okay. And this was your lesson from that. You're growing from that. You said, "My father gave me the lasting ability to withstand and appreciate harsh truths." Talk to me about a woman's worth and learning to accept the harsh truths of her life, because you do that book so beautifully.
You know, it is the process of letting go of all the romantic fantasies, you know, of what we're told our relationships are supposed to look like, what we are told a woman's walk is supposed to be, you know, that we're always supposed to be tidy, clean, you know, and in step with what society expects of us, you know. And so for me, really having to let go of the romanticized ideas of what I thought I was supposed to be, what I thought the people around me were supposed to be in my life. And I think that being able to learn to a certain degree, because I, you know, my lesson had to deepen as time went on as far as my relationship with my father, but breaking those idealistic ideas of my mother and my father at a very early age and being able to accept them, you know, as the human beings that they presented themselves to be, you know, and as much as I wanted a father, I wasn't upset at my father at that time for not being able to show up for me.
Okay, wait, hold it right there. You said you were 7, I think, or 9.
Yeah, I was 7 years old.
What were you drawing on not to be upset that your daddy wasn't the storybook dad?
I was so grateful that he had enough honor and respect for me to not pretend. You know, because there had been so much that was going on around me, so much unsaid, right? And for me not to have to like put the pieces together and figure out what's going on, you know, he was just straight up with it, you know? And then I can manage myself from there. I can manage my surroundings from there.
At 9, because you say in the book that you appreciated the fact that he didn't pull the wool over your eyes, that you didn't have to lay it right out. So I think that one, and you tell me if this is one of the messages you want women to get, is that it is important for us to not only accept people as they are, but when we see the wool, when we hear the unspoken things, trust it.
Yeah.
Trust it.
That's right. And receive it in the best way that we can as a gift.
Yes. But, you know, something that I noticed in Worthy that is essential, and you seem to have it, first of all, the gift, and that is you had an emotional vocabulary. Let me tell you where I found that. You were talking about this predator that pulled up in the car and exposed himself to you. Early on. And you said, I wasn't scared. I was disgusted. That's an emotion that many of us don't have a language for. You said disrupted, but not scared. And what I noticed, you went on to say that I learned early, there ain't no such thing as a safe neighborhood.
Yeah.
I want to scratch there for a moment, because so very often, one of the things that I've learned impacts a woman's worth is A, not having an emotional vocabulary to describe what she feels, and B, not feeling safe. Mm-hmm. Not feeling safe, not feeling safe. So you had that. How many young girls know that they're feeling disgusted? Where did that come from, Ms. Jada? Where did you get that?
I really don't know, to be honest with you. That's just how I felt. I just remember going back to that moment and just being like, ew, you know, this is disgusting. And I think probably my grandmother.
Yes.
My grandmother was really, she spent a lot of time with me. And I think my grandmother knew that she wasn't going to be around long. And that she was very... You know, she was very specific about the words that she chose. And I tell you, it's so, you know what? It was probably my grandmother, because I remember she would say things to me like if we were sitting at the table, because my grandmother couldn't cook. She was the only West Indian woman that I knew that could not cook. And I would say, this food is nasty, right? And she would say, you can say that the food doesn't taste good, but don't call food nasty. So I guess vocabulary in our house, we're very specific on how we used words. My grandmother was very specific in how she used words, and that's probably where I got it from.
A basic ingredient of worth, And when you go through Worthy and you're reading it, a basic ingredient is to up-level your emotional vocabulary, because you speak so eloquently throughout the book about what you felt and what it was. Whew, I tell you, I need 2 hours with you, but let's just go on. Let me go back here. Let me go back to the intro for a moment, because here is a part I think that as women, we've got to get this clear. And you say it so eloquently, putting on a good face. And your face covered or hid depression and helplessness.
Yeah.
So if we go beyond the camera where we saw beautiful little Jada, talk to me about putting on a good face and how it diminishes your worth.
Oh, man, because I spent so much time having shame about my reality. And I said, I felt like, well, maybe I will feel more worthy, you know, to myself and with the people around me if I play the role I'm supposed to play and play the role that people want me to play. And I think that a lot of times we as women get stuck in the roles that we think we're supposed to play, you know, in order to feel good about ourselves and to make sure that the people around us feel good about themselves. And, you know, we are embraced and accepted in the way that we want to be. And I just had so much shame about what was actually going on within me. And I just kept thinking to myself, if I just keep with this face, maybe one day a miracle will happen and I'll just be the thing. You know?
Shame about the depression.
Shame about the depression. Shame about my unhappiness. I was like, look at your life. Like, how dare you? You know, how dare you? And I didn't really, I just, out of my shame, had such difficulty expressing it. And I was scared to. I was scared to really say, because every time I would start, people would validate the feeling I had, which was, what's wrong? What are you talking about? Look at your life.
Letting people talk you out your feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's part of the mask. You know, you say putting on a good face and getting stuck in it, but it's also the mask that we wear to make other people comfortable, which also diminishes your relationship with yourself. Let's look at two things. Where you've gotten to once you've discovered your worth. Let's talk about that. But let's talk about the relationship with you had with you under the mask. What were you doing inside of yourself?
A lot of self-hatred.
What specifically did you hate? Because I think that's important. You know, sometimes we'll use these words. What specifically did you hate about Jada?
You know, I really hated that I wasn't content. And I hated that there was nothing that could make me content, no matter what I did. And I really felt, I hated feeling broken. And I hated feeling that, you know, I was ungrateful. And I hated feeling that I was losing, that I was growing cold, numb, and that my feelings of resentment and anger, I hated not being seen, you know what I mean? And that made me really angry. And I hated that I was angry. And it just made me dislike everything. It just made me hate everything.
Yeah.
You know?
What's going on in here can only be pictured out there.
Exactly. It diminished everything. And, you know, my worth, my personal worth, and then just the worth of life.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit TrinitySchool.org for more info now.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Let's pick up where we left off.
I want to talk to you about this other piece too, because you talked about Miss Shirley, Grandma Shirley, your dad's mom. This thing in the book took me to my knees, okay? You talked about her leaving food on the porch for her drug-addicted son. But what I saw in there was that she created a boundary and she learned how to say no. Loved him. She wasn't going to abandon him, but she created a boundary. You can't come in my house.
Yeah.
Ms. Jada, how does a woman, because this impacts many women and their worth, they continue to do for family members, for loved ones, till it diminishes them. Ms. Shirley, although she had her issues, created a boundary and said no. Talk about the importance of that, please.
Oh, and that's everything, because, the thing that I had to learn and I'm continuing to learn is like, unconditional love, love does not mean unconditional tolerance, you know? And I think a lot of times we get really mixed up on what love is supposed to look like, right? And so we're told to be absolutely selfless and, don't worry about you. You worry about, you just love as hard as you need to for the people around you. And that is a woman's worth. And that's how a woman is supposed to love. And that is just not true, And boundaries are absolutely important. It teaches us how to love ourselves, and it teaches others who want to know how to love us, how to love us. And that was a big one I had to really get with. It's like, my boundaries teach the people around me who want to love me, how to love me. And it's an expression of how I want to love myself.
That's right.
And it doesn't mean that I used to think putting up boundaries was unloving, because I grew up in a house where, listen, like having boundaries when you're living with a mother who has addiction problems and it's just the two of you. There's a lot of, boundary crossing.
Yeah. Violations.
A lot of violations. And you think that the acceptance of those violations is your show of love. And I had to re-educate. I had to unlearn that and re-educate myself around boundaries. And you know what? It's something that I deal with every day in my life.
And particularly as a public person, I know that I, as a public person, have to create boundaries when I'm in the Walmart or the Dollar Tree or the gas station and people want pictures and get autographs. And you just have to create boundaries. A dear friend of mine, writer Paul Farini, says, say no to the bad behavior and yes to the love. And I think that as women, part of our worth is learning how to say no. Like Miss Shirley said, I mean, she's feeding her, leaving food on the porch, but saying to him, and she held that boundary. Now, may it led her to the drinking a little bit, but we won't have that discussion. I want people to read about Miss Shirley, because you got some colorful people.
I know. And she, listen, my grandmother, she was something, but she was a powerhouse, you know? She was a powerhouse.
But the beauty that I also found in Worthy is you did have relationships with these people, and you saw, or now maybe now you're realizing now that you're adult, and you still embrace the relationships with each person as they were, for who they were, without the judgments, and taking on their stuff as your stuff. Powerful.
Yeah.
If we as women want to develop our worth, grow in our worth, and stand in our worthiness, we have to learn to accept people as they are, for who they are, and not make their stuff our stuff. Have you found that?
Yeah.
When I got to page 415, Worthy, I was clear about how your story, first of all, so mirrored mine. And that's the beauty of relationships.
Yes.
People, we mirror each other all of the time. But when your readers get to page 415 before they get to 416 and they don't want it to end, we want to know more. What is it that you want them to walk away with, Ms. Jada? What is it? To me, it was the basic ingredients of a woman's worth. But you may have another message. What do you want women to walk away? And men, too. I think men need to read this book. I could be wrong.
I do, too. Thank you for saying that, because I do, too. I do feel like the basic ingredients of a woman's worth, for sure. And, you know, to just have, don't feel shame for your walk. I think in this, you know, era of social media and needing everything to look so, you know, perfect, right? And we're all here learning how to love ourselves, learning how to love others. And this place is a university, and we all have our curriculums and our assignments, and it's not meant to always be pretty, and it's okay, you know, as long as we are staying on path of understanding that we are here to learn, you know, and to rise to our higher selves, you know, and that's what this whole journey is about. And like you said, just those little breadcrumbs, those ingredients, you know, of what it takes and what it looks like.
One of the things that I got was every single relationship you addressed was a classroom for you. Every single one.
Yes.
And as a woman, your relationship with your father, I think, is probably the main lecture hall. The second one to that for your major lesson in life is your relationship with your mom. Talk to me about that, because behind the camera, beyond the camera, it looks to the world and feels to the world that you and her have a good mother-daughter relationship. How did you get there? Because I read it, but I want to know from your heart, how did you get there?
You know, it's what you were talking about earlier, just that level of self-acceptance, you know, and that level of acceptance of looking at my mother. And it was really when I became a mother myself. Okay. When I became a mother, that'll do it. Okay. When I became a mother myself and I got married and life got like real in a different way, I really started to honor what my mother was able to come through, you know, and I was able to see her in a different way. And she really showed up for me when I had my children. Like, I got to see her become the grandmother that, you know, I didn't get to experience her as a mother. But there was so much reconciling that happened in me being able to watch her as the grandmother that she is.
Okay. As she is now, as opposed to lamenting who she wasn't before.
Was in the past, right? Because my mother got clean when I was 20. And she became a total different person. And so that was it. And then I really got to see her love on her grandchildren in a way that, you know, I might not have had, but I felt so blessed that I was able to experience it through her relationship with her grandchildren.
Let me take you here, because this is an issue. You know, I talk to lots of people. And
right.
This is an issue. If you can tap into it and share with us, because so many sister women cannot forget or forgive who mama was or who she wasn't for them,
right,
long enough to accept who she is now. Is there an instant? Is there a moment? Is there a choice that you had to make to be able to accept her and love her, forgive her, whatever it is, for who she wasn't, so that you could be present with who she is today?
I think a big part too was that she was willing to talk to me about her not being able to show up in the way that she had wished, right? And she had so much remorse. And then I could see her making up for that lost time between us from my childhood through our new relationship as her adult daughter. Yeah, and how she was trying to show up for me. Because we always need our mothers. That doesn't change. We always need our mothers, so it's never too late. And so once I accepted and was able to open myself up to being willing to have a relationship with her, you know, and embrace her as my mother.
Today. Not for the mother she wasn't yesterday.
But for the mother that she is today, you know, yeah.
And you knew her story. One of the things that I say to women all of the time, when you become an adult, know your mother's story. Know who she is as a woman and develop a relationship with her woman to woman. And you lay that out so beautifully. Here's an important question again about relationships. As a married woman, what tips would you give women who need to heal in the midst of having a relationship with their partner, with a man? How does a woman heal her little girl, her teenage girl, while she's trying to be a big grown woman with a man?
Let me tell you something. You and I both know this right here.
Like you said in the book, this is getting ready to get real, okay?
Yes, okay, because that's probably has been one of my biggest challenges, you know, and it is a process. I would tell women, make sure the partner that you're with is the proper partner for the for your curriculum, right? Because not all partners are the right ones. And it doesn't mean, and let me tell you, it doesn't mean just because it's difficult and challenging that that person is not the right one. Really, I had to start looking at, I had to come to terms with, I didn't know what I was doing.
On any level, right?
On any level, okay? I had to come to terms with that. Like, I didn't know what I was doing, okay? And I had to come to terms with, I came into this relationship with a whole lot of stuff that didn't have nothing to do with Will.
Yeah.
And I had to stop blaming him for my stuff coming up in our stuff.
The stuff he triggered.
And I had to start looking at him as a mirror.
Mm, beautiful. That's what relationships do.
Right? And I had to stop looking towards my relationship and looking towards Will to be something for me that I was not willing to be for myself.
Right there. That's the hallelujah truth. Say it again, Ms. Jada.
Yeah. I had to stop looking to this relationship and to Will, you know, to be for me what I was not willing to be for myself. And let me tell you something. That was probably, that is one of the most difficult detoxifications psychologically. Okay.
And spiritually.
I work on it every day. Yeah.
So when you stop looking at him to be something for you that you're not being for yourself, when you become willing to be that thing for yourself, what happens to your relationship with him?
Oh, man. It just transforms. It becomes something totally different. Totally different. You know, it's what I call that when I started coming into my emotional independence, my emotional and psychological independence. And I could start seeing where I had the most unreasonable expectations of him and how unkind and unloving.
Yes.
That was.
Yeah. That's where a lot of us go off. I sense in relationships that when we come into it, instead of saying I had unreasonable expectations, we make him or her wrong. And we walk away.
Yeah, we walk away. And Lord knows, listen.
You've been hacked a couple of times.
Yeah, and the little bag. Like, you know, and... You know, and really, but that's part of it too.
What made you stay?
Because he's the perfect damn mirror.
Okay.
You know, he's the perfect mirror. And I really had to get with that too. And because you also having to detoxify and let go of the romanticized idea that your relationships are here for your... To enhance your pleasure. Like, no, you're here to please me. That's why you're here, right? And it's like, look, you get moments, of course. You know, you have moments of that. But what I realized was that, you know, in order for me to get to those, that authentic happiness, to that authentic intimacy, that authentic connection, I had to be willing to do the work.
You know, that's my theme song, Do the Work.
Do the work.
I need Will to write me a song, Do the Work.
Exactly. That's one thing. You know, we're almost three decades into this thing. You know, I realized that he is where my work is. You know, it's like, sure, I could go off and, you know, find a new partner and, you know, it could be. But that person is not going to. There'll be other lessons for sure, but the having done this for three decades, there's ways that he knows me and ways that I know him and depths of buttons that get pushed that, you know, is where our work sits.
So when the buttons go back to when you first got together before you detoxified yourself and found her. A button getting pushed back then and a button getting pushed now, what's the difference? What's the distinction?
The distinction is I don't look to him and blame him. The distinction is now I go, ooh, all right, I'm triggered. Something is going on with me. Let me take a minute and look at what is going on with me. And I just know that he, this moment is helping me see a dynamic in myself that needs attention.
Yes. Oh, boy. Miss Jada, you have done the work. if we could bottle this up and spread it out among the sisterhood, because I'm watching relationships crumble. I'm watching them fall apart. In Worthy, you go into the cornerstones, your mother, your father, those caregiving parents. You see them for what they are. You lay it out. You take off the pieces you need to take off. I mean, like I said, this thing is rough. It is gritty. It is real. Get your popcorn, people. Get your popcorn. Because you're going to have butter all over the pages. It is, as I would say, delicious. It is delicious. It is delicious.
We'll talk more about it when we come back.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Let's get back to the conversation.
A couple of things, and because I know we got to go, the basic ingredients of a woman's worth. Take the mask off and let yourself be your own person in the presence of other people you love. Did I get that good? Okay.
That's right.
Don't be ashamed or afraid of your shame and your fear.
There you go. Yeah.
Don't be ashamed of your shame. If you have it, look at it. You talk in there. I love those little interludes between each chapter. You talk about journaling. You talk about looking at your shadow. You know how many women don't even realize they have a shadow?
I know.
If you've grown up with trauma, you have a shadow. Yours had a name.
Yes.
Mine has a name too. Mine has a name. And you didn't speak to it, but you talked about being bullied And then when you acted out, Corin was her name. Yeah. And how you gave, mine is Ronnie. Ronnie from Brooklyn. And she feeds you the beast. She will cuss you for filth. All my spirituality goes. I had, you know what I had to do? I had to train her. I had to give her something else to do.
See, me too. That's right. Give them different jobs. Yep.
Yes. Yes. Don't be ashamed of your shame and your fear.
That's right.
The other thing is, and you made this statement, I want to repeat it again. Your father gave you the lasting ability to withstand and appreciate harsh truths. If we really want to step into our worth, we've got to dismantle all the lies that we've told ourselves, about other people, about who we are, who we're not. Would you say that that's what you want us to get out of this?
That's it. That's the key right there.
And not only being able to do the work, the thing that I love about Worthy, you didn't know what the work was, and you were willing to try everything to see what it worked and not have any barriers on it. Talk to me about your introduction to experience with plant medicine and how it helped you.
Yeah, I was really in a dark, dark, dark place. And a father of some of Jaden's friends had just done a journey in Peru of ayahuasca. And he was telling me about the journey. And I saw something so different in him. And I was like, I need that. I need that. And I just asked the universe, and the universe opened up a door for me to have my first Aya journey in Ojai. And it was rough, you know, but it was really intense. It was really intense. But I tell you, after that one journey of four nights back to back, I really got to see my shadow. I got to see my level of self-hatred and make friends with it. And I haven't had a suicidal thought since. Now, that was just scratching the surface of, you know what I mean? I thought I had arrived, you know what I mean? I'm cured. Only to realize, oh no, baby girl, you got a whole journey ahead of you. You know, and I kept my relationship with the plant medicine, you know, even till this day. Yeah.
I appreciate the fact that you said if you want to do it, make sure you do it under supervised guidance and don't, because people are out here doing all manner of wonderfulness.
Yes.
I want to invite and encourage women, particularly on the journey toward their worthiness, to be able to explore, investigate alternative ways of getting, because the system that we're operating in that gave us the false notions, that puts the mask on us and wants us to keep the mask, that violates our boundaries, that doesn't keep us safe, that system doesn't work.
That's right. It doesn't, you know, and I agree with you. If we can, you know, to just keep our minds open for however, you know, there's so, as you just said, there's so much wonderfulness out here, right? That is off the beaten path, you know? And if we can just keep an open mind, you know?
So when you wake now and you stand in this Jada, what does that feel like for you? Who you are today, worthy and available to yourself? What does that feel like? Maybe if you can describe it, people will want to go get some of it.
Yes, I feel so proud. I'm like, you did it. You know, all those times I wanted to quit, all those times I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And to be able to wake up every morning and be happy to be me. Right? And it's nothing special going on. It's just me, right? You know what I'm saying? Just happy in my skin. Happy to be with me, you know? And I feel like I'm looking forward to my day every day. I feel like that no matter what's happening in the outside world, what's going on in my internal world is so yummy. You know, that whatever the world wants to bring my way, it's going to be okay. You know, that I know my worth with my divine self and with the great supreme. You know what I mean? And I don't have to convince nobody of it. You know, and I can just be the thing that I am. And whoever wants to share in it, fantastic. And whoever does it, that's okay too. You know what I mean? And that feels good.
That's vibrational authenticity. That is your vibrational independence. No matter what's going on, you can stand in it. So, you know, because of social media and everybody needs tips. So give us our three tips, Miss Jada. So I want them to hear it from your mouth. So when they go out and get worthy, they will have your tips. Write this down now, our spotters.
You know, I think really spending time with yourself is a big one. You know, I think, look, not everybody's into meditation and all of that. I get it. But even if you just spend time with yourself, whether it's reading, whether it's writing, just with you and you every day, just take some time, whether it's in a bathtub, whatever that is, to just be with you and develop a relationship with you and you, I think is just so important. You know, we feel like we need all the, put the phone down too, get off Instagram, just be with you. You know what I mean? And I think one of the biggest things too is really working on curing self-judgment. In the world today, yeah. The world can be such a harsh place. And I feel like part of my, you know, happiness has, for myself and my level of self-worth has come from what matters is not what other people think about me, but how I think about myself. And it's the self-judgment that people weaponize.
Yes. And for those who don't know what self-judgment is, all the shouldas, the couldas, the shouldn't have.
Yes.
Have, you know, I always tell people don't should on yourself and don't let other people should on you.
That's right. You know what I mean? And don't allow other people's ideas and judgments of you. If somebody's making you feel bad, that means that's an area for you to look at because you are not confident in that area, right? It's like no one can, you know, forge a weapon against you that we don't assist.
Yes, yes. And if somebody is making you feel bad, they're also giving you the gift of helping you identify a trigger.
There you go.
Get in there. And put, you know, nobody, you can't ride trigger.
That's right.
Unplug the trigger.
The third one is just keep stepping. You know, people will say, I tried this, I did that. You know, I tried therapy. Man, listen, you got to keep stepping. That's what the journey is all about. Just keep going. Don't stop. Don't say this doesn't work for me. And that's the one thing about my journey. I just kept trying.
Yeah, yeah. Until you push the right button.
Until you push the right button. Until you find the right information. Until you find that right therapist. Until you find that right book. Until you find that right activity. Until you find the right thing that works for you. Because it's not just going to fall in our lap.
The thing that I noticed and worthy too, and which is what many people I've encountered, you were consistent. You were consistent. You were observant. You took copious notes. Okay, I'm doing this. Wait a minute. That's not working. Let me do this. You were consistent. And I think what happens very often is we get this thing, we try this thing, and instantly we want cleaner, whiter teeth and fresher breath. And if we don't get the whiter teeth and fresher breath in 30 seconds, then it didn't work and we go on. But we don't make the investment in it. I want to acknowledge the investment, Miss Jada, that you made in yourself.
Thank you so much. And I think that's such a good point. You know, in this day and age looking for that instant gratification. And you can't microwave this journey. You can't microwave it. And you're right, you know, being consistent.
So are spotters worthy? Ms. Jada said it. I just want you to understand at the core, at the bottom, by page 414 or 415, you will have a beautiful, beautiful roadmap for developing a divine relationship with yourself that makes you the heroine of your story. And that allows you then to have authentic relationships with other people based on who you are and not on what they can give you. So that's how I would sum up worthy.
Yeah, well, I like it. That's it right there.
Oh, Miss Jada, I want to thank you for joining me here on the R Spot. I want, when you come to Baltimore, I'm coming to see you. I might do something that I've never done. I want to bring four books for my four granddaughters. I want you to sign them for me.
Okay.
Because they love you.
It would be my pleasure.
I'm going to have five. I'm not going to ask you to sign mine. Four books. I want you to sign them for my four granddaughters. And because I just want them to have this as a part of their life. Thank you. Deep bow to you, spiritual warrior that you are. Thank you for giving us this glimpse beyond the camera. Thank you for your authentic transparency.
I can't wait to see you and get a hug from you.
Okay. And tell me, Miss Data, I know this may be a weird, bizarre question, but I love to ask them, how can I support you? How can I support
you? I'm just so glad that you had me here on your podcast. You know, I really thought it was important to speak with you because I've just loved your work all these years, you know, and I just knew that we would be able to have a real conversation, you know. I knew you would get it.
I got it. I got it.
And I really wanted your wisdom. And, you know, you're such a beautiful teacher. And even in talking to you about it today, you know, you got me thinking about certain aspects of it in a different way, you know, and I knew that would happen. So that's it. I'm just so happy that you had me here with you to speak.
Well, I'm going to call upon my grandmothers and my greatest, greatest grandmothers and ask them to unite with your grandmothers, including Miss Shirley and Miss Marion and all of the women in your life. And I ask them to use worthy and to lift worthy to the highest heights that women all over will read worthy and become new distribution centers of light and love on the planet. And that the broken places in their hearts and minds will be healed through your authentic transparency and love. So that we as women may stand together in a different way for the healing of the planet. And I ask the grandmothers, the greatest, greatest grandmothers, to give power and efficacy to these words, to shape it and it become the reality that we know in 2023 and beyond. For all we have received and all that is yet to come, I say thank you. I let it be. I thank you, Miss Jada. Good luck on your journey. May this be the first of many, many babies. And may your healing continue in a way that blesses us all.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Ian. I just love you.
I love you back. Thank you. Thank you.
So there you have it. Jada Pinkett Smith, a woman sharing her story, her journey to becoming worthy in her own mind, her own heart, and in her own life. It is a journey that I and many women have taken, although our stories may be different. The journey to worthy. Oh, it is such a worthwhile endeavor in order to become whole. So if you have not picked up your copy of Worthy, I encourage you to do so today, because that too will be a worthwhile endeavor. And be sure to tune in on November 15th for Season 2 of The R-Spot, brought to you by Shondaland and iHeart, wherever you listen to podcasts. In the meantime, stay in peace and not in pieces. The R-Spot is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit TrinitySchool.org for more info now.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.